Welcome to the Artist Mother Podcast, featuring interviews with incredible working artists who are also mothers and compelling conversations regarding parenting and the art world. These conversations create a space for inclusivity and support for artist mothers worldwide. I'm Kaylin Butine, painter, mom of three, and podcast host. I'm so grateful you are tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
You know those charge pads that are like flat?
Yeah.
You know, you just lay your phone on. I kind of see my bed as the charge pad.
Aww.
And I'm just like laying down on my back.
Charging up.
Charging up for the afternoon.
I love that.
Yeah, that's necessary for me sometimes.
Welcome to this episode of the Artist Mother Podcast. This is our last episode before summer break, and this is our 17th episode for the year. I was only going to record 15, but somehow here we are at episode 17th, and this is our 99th episode overall. What? Like, that is so crazy. So for this episode, we wanted to just share in conversation together as a staff. Our Artist Mother team is here. So if you don't know me, Kaylin Butine, and my two wonderful staff members are here, Robin Kenny and Mindy Wittick. Do you guys just want to say hi?
Hi.
Hello.
Robin's the one with the southern accent, and Mindy's the one with
the
Upper Michigan accent.
You betcha.
Well, is your accent actually Upper Michigan?
It's like Wisconsin, Upper Michigan.
Yeah.
I get Canadian a lot.
Yeah, so. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely wanted to take a break before we hit episode 100 because that just feels like so much pressure. It's the 100th. I know it's just a number, but it feels like a really big and special number. And so we're planning to do something special for the 100th episode, which will kind of be what kicks off the second set of our podcasts that we'll release this year. And it worked out that, you know, about time to take a break for the summer was like coming up to the 100th episode. So I was like, let's just go to 99 and then and then we'll kind of see what we come up with for the 100th episode. We already have some ideas that we've talked about as a staff, so I think it's going to be a good episode.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
It's so amazing.
So for our final episode before summer break, we wanted to connect as a staff and just share a list of our artist mother essentials. We actually, last weekend, we met in Detroit for a staff retreat. There's a reason that we met in Detroit, and you're going to find out that reason sometime here soon. But yeah, we had a great time. We just got a little hotel room that we could walk to a coffee shop and some restaurants and basically ate and spent time together. We had our laptops open. We had all these big ideas that we were sharing. And Robin and I, of course, have spent time together in person because we both I used to live in Tennessee and Robin still lives there. And it was our first time meeting Mindy in person.
Yes. Yay! Oh my gosh, that was so surreal for me.
It's so weird to like
Same.
Have internet friendships and then you have that moment where you're like, oh, this is what your bottom half looks like.
Yeah.
It was for me.
You have an actual body.
Yeah, and the best part was like feeling you guys, like being able to hug you and like feel your bones.
Yep.
Oh,
it was so great.
Yes.
So great.
It just confirmed that we work together so nicely, but the friendships that we've created through working together are just so wonderful and valuable.
I know. I felt like
great.
I love that mix of like we're here for a reason and we're working and we have this energy that we're bouncing off each other. But then also it's like we can close the laptop and like go get a drink and relax. And it's like we still have all this stuff to talk about. That's not just work, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Work and life. And we even took a nap.
We did. You know? at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That was very weird for me, but it was good to like lean in. Of course, I was the last one. You two were like, yeah, let's take a nap. And I'm like, I don't know if I can take a nap.
I was the first one. I was like, hi, I'm going to take a nap, put this pillow over my face so it blocks out the light.
She like and rolled over.
You want, but I am taking a nap because I'm tired.
Yep. No, I actually slept a little bit too. It was nice. We had no kids, which was for all of us, I think, our first or close to first, like no COVID, you know, like since just crazy COVID times, we don't get a lot of time away from our kids. So that was,
it was great.
Okay. And
it was just one more thing. It was so wonderful to be in a city that was so rich with art everywhere we walked around.
Yes, Detroit was amazing.
It felt very fitting for us to be there.
Yeah, like every corner we turned, there was an interesting mural or a little pop-up garden or, just cool stuff to see. Definitely, I'm glad you brought that up, Mindy, because we had a great time just being in Detroit and experiencing it. We went to the Detroit Institute of Arts with our good friend Lisa Alberts. Lisa, thank you for helping set that up for us and, kind of showing us around a little bit. And then we went to MOCAD, the Contemporary Museum of Art in Detroit, and that was really great. Saw a fun exhibition there. So, It was weird because it felt so like, wait, this is normal? Like, I kept thinking, like, this is so special and intense. But then I had to tell myself, like, it is, but also you used to do stuff like this all the time. Like,
oh, yeah. You know? Yeah. There was a special, it was like a very, like, my senses were all there all the time, like firing, because I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, smelling her hair as I'm hugging her. And
I know.
It's just like,
Right. It's not just like your own family in your own house in COVID land. So
that's right.
May we continue to have more experiences like that as things, continue to open up. Love it. It was so great. So while we were there, we kind of came up with this list of artist mother essentials. And what we're going to do is we're going to share 10 things that we feel like as artist mothers, we just can't live without. And this is like not any one specific category. This is just kind of what's our top 10 artist mother stuff that we need. So this ranges from like items, like physical items that we need, things that we've purchased or like experiences. So these are just kind of the things that we thought a lot of you could connect with and just a fun little episode to share with you. So number one is a planner, which is very artist mother to be number one being the planner. All three of us use a planner. I am currently using the Plum Planner, and I've had this planner for 2 years. And what I like about it is it's customizable and I feel like it's affordable. It's like between $30 and $40. It ends up being about $50 with shipping. But that's with like add-ons. Like I think the base one is about $30, for the size that I get, which is like about an 8x10 size. But it has like tabs. You can add like meal planning. You can add a little tab that says like artist mother, like I have like podcast as one of my little sections on it. So I really, really like that about it, that it's like kind of customizable. I've gone through a variety of planners, and this is the one that is working well for me right now. Mindy, what kind of – I know you're, like, planner queen.
I love planners.
What kind of planner do you use?
Right now I'm using a planner that I got at a local boutique in Iron Mountain, Michigan, and it's I don't really know the name of the lady because I covered it completely in stickers.
Yep.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
But – a planner that works for me. I don't have like a standby. Every year I try a different one. Mm-hmm. But it has to have a full calendar.
Enneagram 7.
I like a full calendar so I can see the month, laid out. And then I like having the weekly where I can just make lists. I am basically a list maker, so I don't need the date and time for everything because that makes me like filled with dread and like, mm-hmm. I'm going to fail if I don't get that done by this time. So as long as I have no time commitments and I just write in what mm-hmm. I need done, I'm good. But I always customize my planners with, I collage the front just like I would with my high school, you know, books mm-hmm. when they're covered in the paper and you know, so I do that and then stickers throughout to make it feel like it's really mine.
I love that. Robin, what kind of planner do you use?
Okay, so in contrast, I've been buying the same planner for the past like 6 years.
Opposites attract, y'all. It takes all kinds.
So I buy, it's called the Simplified Planner. Emily Lay, L-E-Y, is the one who makes these. And they're such good quality. They're just, I mean, I know I'm holding it up for y'all, but like this is, and I, she does an academic calendar, like an academic year, like August to July. And she does a yearly, so you can choose there. I also like that on the corners of these, they have, it's got this like gold metal, thing on the corner. So the corners don't get all like roughed up. And yeah, I like to have, like, it's got a monthly spread, but it also has a weekly spread, where you can see, I want to see the whole week laid out. Like, I want to see, you know, like she has a version that has daily thing where it's like one page is one day, but I like to see the whole week in a spread. and then I also, I don't use stickers, but I do use, color-coded pens based on the person that I'm writing about in my like William has a color pen, Savannah has a color pen, I have a different color pen, artist mother has a different color pen, and Patrick. So it's like it's all I can look at it, and our meals have a green because green
because trying to be healthy.
Yeah.
So you're like a, your whole life is in your one planner, Robin. And Mindy, you're like a, I have different planners for different sections of my life.
I am not a one book people. I have one planner for like my art and appointments and stuff. I have a separate planner for artist mother. And we have an artist mother, like, you know, calendar, online. But I also have to like see it in paper. And then I have these giant hot pink post-its that are like the size of my head. And those will get things on them too. And they get pasted up in my studio so I can see like what needs to be done by, you know, if I have deadlines coming up for exhibitions and stuff. So,
And I will say I have a separate artist mother, like notebook that because I feel like when I'm taking notes, like for our stuff, I kind of like, I'm like, oh, circle this, draw an arrow over here. Like, so it needs to be like big. And that's just like a sketchbook. I have like that has like, you know, brainstorming idea. But as far as like a day to day, like here's what I need to do for artist mother today. I put it in my planner so that
with the color of ink. So, you know,
Yeah.
See, I use colored pens too, but there's no rhyme or reason. It's just like, woohoo, do this, do that, do this. This one's just, I'm already highlighted in yellow.
Oh, I love me some crossing things off. That's about like the most euphoric thing you can do is like scratch that baby off the list. If you all haven't thought that we would go there, we're definitely at some point, I was actually thinking about this on my run yesterday. I was like, we got to get back to that artist mother planner. We got to make it happen. Like by the, you know, I hope to maybe put that in motion 2021 so that like around Christmas, maybe, you know, people can buy for next year.
The new year. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't know if you know the backstory. I know you two do, but those of you listening, but the first like big art collaborative project that I ever did, not making art, but like professional practice art, was my friend Meredith Bullock and I designed a planner and we sold it. And it was like I'm an artist and I want like a sketchbook and a planner together, but I also need to keep track of all my life. And so it had like all these different components. And I want to like do a simplified version of that for our community and maybe have some like of the community events that we know of, like, hey, we're going to put the crit group dates for 2022 in here and we're going to, so I'm saying out loud, it's going out into the world. We'll see if we can make it happen.
Yes.
But I just think that would be so fun to have like your,
it would.
And just like, we can add some things, you know, like I like sketchbook pages in my planner, you know, cause I like just blank pages where I just can like make notes or write things. I like, you know, the big calendar thing. I like the weekly spreads, but then I also want these different like sections for things. So I don't know. We got to keep that up here. Got to keep working on that. You too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Number two on our list, Artist Mother Essentials, is a backpack, which kind of goes with planner. Robin, why don't you start? You were like, backpack, this is my thing. You said you just need a backpack for your whole life.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and not like a, I'm talking like a cute, like a small cute one, like that you can, like not a huge thing that you're just like gonna take a 5-day trek in somewhere, but like I went to Target a few years ago. We were going to Disney and I was like, I just need like a, just a little backpack to like throw stuff, you know, I don't want a big like diaper bag or a big like huge thing, but I have used that little backpack. So it's just like, it's black and it has like gold hardware on it, and it's just so simple and cute, and I mean, I bring it everywhere. Like I feel like it looks like cute enough to where it's not like just total utilitarian or beat up looking.
It's like a and, a backpack and a purse had a baby.
Yes, exactly. So like purse. I mean, I've used it at Disney. I've used it on like personal trips, like, or just like my husband and I, like if we're walking around in a city, like it's especially nice to have that. So I don't know.
Artist Mother Essential backpack. Well, when you said backpack, I was like, yes, because my biggest revelation was when we had our first kid. I don't know where I came up with this idea, but for some reason, I think we were traveling somewhere and I was carrying a duffel bag and I was like, oh, like your one shoulder just gets so like heavy. And, you know, I was just thinking like, I see all these, this was like the era of like customized diaper bags when you could like pick your pattern and like your, your initials would be like monogrammed into it and all this stuff.
Oh yeah. I had one of those.
Yeah, of course you did, Southern girl.
Give me all the monograms. Give me all the monograms.
But I just, like, remember just, A, I didn't like the style of them. Like, they just weren't my style. I'm more like a, I don't know, like a masculine boho cross, like a weird, I don't know what my style is. Madewell, like that kind of. And just the, like, big, like paisley type diaper bags just weren't, I was like, man, not really. So I was like, I want a cool backpack that has a lot of pockets. And so I found like this, it was like an army kind of like looking backpack that was like army green and it had all these little containers and pockets. And we used that for all three kids. It was like our mecca of diaper bags. And the same reason as you said, Robin, like I wanted it to look cute, but I also, I didn't want to have this like big heavy thing, like carrying one shoulder. I just wanted to be able to like throw everything in the diaper bag and throw it on my back, you know? And even with carrying a kid around, it's like, you need your two hands free. So you can't be carrying a big purse or a bag that like makes your one arm full of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Your arm goes dead, but you're trying to manage a kid.
Mindy, what about you? Do you like backpacks?
Yeah, I do like backpacks. My backpack love dates back to the early 90s when the teeny, 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 tiny backpack was.
Those like long straps in the backpacks. Like,
yes.
Where you could like, now you could just fit a cell phone in it.
Yep.
But I do have one of my go-to bags that I use when I'm traveling or I'm going to be out and about is a Hello Kitty backpack. And it's like a regular size backpack with Hello Kitty ears, and it's black with hot pink polka dots, and it feels like me more than just like a regular purse does. Mm-hmm. So I feel best about doing things and feel best about myself when I feel like things are me, mm-hmm. you know, like you're comfortable. Like you said, Kaylin, carrying around a Paisley diaper bag would feel like it wasn't you, mm-hmm. you know, it just feels weird. Yeah. So mm-hmm.
yeah,
the Hello Kitty backpack, is one of my favorite things. And I've had to mend the zipper a couple of times, but mm-hmm. I've had it since my daughter's born. So almost 8 years now. And it's not hers anymore. It's just mine. I don't need diapers in it, but it is big enough to fit snacks and my laptop, planner, a couple embroidery hoops, some thread.
Yeah, everything just like I need what you need for a day. And I forgot to mention, too, that a couple years ago in Target, Robin, I bought a backpack that fits my laptop, which I had always, when I traveled before, I'd always like, I don't know what I did with my laptop. I kind of just like stuck it in my suitcase, I guess. I think, yeah, because then it would be super annoying trying to get your heavy suitcase up on the thing, you know, in an airplane, or like feeling like you have to be really careful about your suitcase if you're getting it in and out of a trunk of a car because your laptop's in there. So that was like a really nice purchase, like buying a laptop or a backpack that had a laptop sleeve, because I use that thing all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, episode number 3 for our Artist Mother Essentials is skincare. And this is something that I know, like, all three of us have been on this journey, and as artist mothers, as a community, like, just kind of, how can we move more inward? How can we take better care of ourselves? How can we mother ourselves? And just, you know, for me, like, I'm 34. Ish. I always forget. I'm around 34. I can't exactly remember. Maybe I just turned 35, or maybe I just turned 34. Don't know. Who knows? But I have just found that my skin looks different than it used to. Mm-hmm. I was somebody who spent a lot of time in the sun. I have like olive skin tone, so I tan really easily. And when I was younger, I just was like in the sun all the time. And now it's like I go in the sun in like, I don't know, March on a sunny day, and it could be, you know, like 60 degrees, but the sun is out, and I get like these weird bumps and like, you know, skin like dark. What are those dark spots that you can get on your skin? Like, I just feel like my skin is like, okay, you've had enough sun for your lifetime. Like, you know, like put some sunscreen on, like start doing some better skincare, like take care of your skin. So, and good skin is like one of the things I love about my body is I'm like, I like my olive skin. I like, you know, feeling like I have good skin, but it's like, it's looking a little different these days. So I've been trying to, you know, pay better attention to my skin and do some, you know, I've done some research and listened to a few podcast episodes about like natural, sustainable skincare, but like stuff that's actually effective. So what that means for me right now is like at night, I make sure I wash my face really well, and I use retinol, which is supposed to, I don't know, it's supposed to help with your wrinkles and your crow's feet. I've only been using it for a couple weeks, so I can't 100% say it makes a big difference, but supposedly it does. Yeah,
it does.
Mm-hmm. It does, Mindy? Okay, you've been using it for longer.
Yes. Yeah.
And just using a really good moisturizer. Like, I just always bought, like, cheap bottles of stuff or whatever somebody gave me, but I've been using the I'm not going to think of the brand. I'll have to look it up, but it has like a SPF like built in it. But then I also have an actual face sun cream or sunscreen that I'm going to start using in the summer. I've also been using a vitamin C, like serum in the morning, because it's supposedly that's supposed to be really good for your skin. And then the last thing I want to mention, and this is kind of expensive, but I bought this with like a gift card and it's lasted me over a year, but it's the Drunk Elephant Sukari Baby Facial. And it's like a kind of like a mask that you put on and wash off, and you're supposed to do it once a week. I only end up doing it about once a month because I forget. But when I do that, it makes my skin feel and look amazing. So I definitely love that product. But just like taking care of my skin and trying to be mindful of my skin, especially my face, is like something that I've just feels like an essential component of my self-care these days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Mindy. Yeah. I mean, I feel like you'd say, you know, you're getting close to 35. I'm 38. And I feel like when I hit 35, my skin and my body started changing a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I think, I mean, there's like a million different skincare things out there. I think the most important thing is just to be consistent with mm-hmm. whatever regimen you choose. I use, some Mary Kay, things. They have a Time-Wise like label that's like kind of an anti-aging, and it's mm-hmm. got like a day cream, a night cream, an eye cream, and a cleanser. But then I also use like once or twice a week, this, like a chemical peel mm-hmm. that they do. So I feel like that really helps. And then, like you said, Kaylin, I got this vitamin C serum on Amazon. It was like $20, mm-hmm. not expensive, but I use it in the morning. It's like a little dropper. It's called True Skin, T-R-U Skin, C serum. And, I just use it in the morning. And then at night I use this Sunday Riley Good Jeans.
Oh, that's supposed to be really good.
Oh man, it's so good. I mean, it is a little more expensive, but a little goes a long way with this as far as how much you pump out. So mm-hmm. Again, I had a gift card for Christmas and I got that and I absolutely love it. So mm-hmm. that's kind of my regimen. And then every now and then I'll do like a charcoal mask. I feel like that really helps mm-hmm. as well. So yeah, I think consistency just every morning, every night. And after you, if you sweat a lot, you know.
Yeah. I just need to be better. I need to be more consistent because I like get lazy and it's because I get busy and I get stressed and I'm like, oh no, I'll just wash my face and not do my moisturizer, do my whatever. Cause I'm not being mindful about what my body needs and like taking that extra step. Real quick, my vitamin C serum is Naturium, Naturium vitamin C complex serum. And this came recommended from, like I said, a few podcasts and stuff that I looked up. It's supposed to be a really good brand. And I know the brands that you mentioned, Robin, are too. So Mindy, what about you? Skincare?
Yeah, I love skincare. And but consistency in doing like washing your face and applying your things is a must. But true to my personality, I love trying new things all the time. But some favorites that I stick to are like Beauty Counter. Mm-hmm. Beauty Counter is like clean beauty. There's no bad stuff in it. Mm-hmm. They have a resurfacing peel that is like you put it on at night and go to sleep with it. And in the morning, it's like you've been birthed a new face.
That's how the Drunk Elephant Baby Facial feels.
Yeah. It's just so wonderful. And I like I said, I like trying a lot of things. So, I get a FabFitFun box. That was a gift I gifted to myself. So that like I can get a surprise every now and then in the mail.
Mm-hmm. Do you like those boxes? I've been so close to ordering.
Love.
You love those?
Yeah. Not that this is like an ad for FabFitFun, but yes.
Yeah, none of this is sponsored.
No, nothing is sponsored.
But I love the surprise of getting, like, I've had Murad in my FabFitFun box and all different kinds of skincare I usually wouldn't purchase because it would feel too expensive. Mm-hmm. So I like those little subscription boxes for things like that. And I really like wearing makeup, and I know that my makeup looks better if my skin mm-hmm. looks better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. Totally. So, yeah.
I could not live without a good eye cream. Mm. And I really like the Soap and Glory brand. Mm. You can get it at Target or Walgreens. And it's affordable. And I also am
writing all these down, by the way. I'm like, ooh, maybe I should try that.
Yeah. So good. And I cannot live without a gelled eye mask that you put in the refrigerator.
Yes.
That's part of my skincare routine. It takes care of my poofy eyes.
Yes. And Mindy gifted Robin and I one of those. So we all had our gel eye mask moment in the hotel.
Yeah, maybe we'll put that in our Instagram stories when the episode's released.
Yes, we could. We definitely should. Oh. Okay, number four in our Artist Mother Essentials list is a good notebook or sketchbook. And of course we all know this. We can't live without like a good notebook, sketchbook. I'm kind of a sketchbook... I jump around a little bit with my sketchbooks. It's kind of like whatever comes my way. I really, really like bee paper sketchbooks. They're like a recycled, like eco paper, but the weight of the paper is really nice. They don't like bleed a lot. So that's my recommendation for notebooks or sketchbooks. What do you guys use?
I like anything that looks like a diary from the 80s or 90s. If it's bright and colorful and it can latch shut, mm-hmm. I like that. And I like my sketchbooks to be like about half the size of a notebook, something I can easily toss in a purse or backpack mm-hmm. and have along with me. Mm-hmm. But I'm not picky.
Yeah, I guess I'm more picky about the thickness of the pages. Mm-hmm. And I like to have like one or two smaller ones and then like a larger one, mm-hmm. Kind of a couple different sizes. But mine's like usually just go to Michael's and get mm-hmm. whatever, you know.
Well, you actually like draw and sketch in yours, Robin, right? Mm-hmm. And Mindy, you just take actual notes.
Yeah, I do notes and research in mine.
Like writing.
Yeah. I do both. Like I have the smaller ones it's honestly both with sketchbooks. Mm-hmm. I have some that's like more idea things, but I'm drawing as mm-hmm. I'm doing the, you know, brainstorming. So yeah.
And I feel like that's what I like my planner to have paper in it for is like those mm-hmm. notes. Like I just like the brainstorming things, or I actually use mm-hmm. notes on my phone sometimes for stuff like that. Like I'll have an idea and I'll just whip up my phone and like write myself a note in the notes app. Like, oh, I should create an Artist Mother planner and it should have these 10 things. And, you know, I'll just like whip out this note. We just a quick plug. We do have notebooks from our Piece Together collaborative community project that we did that are going to be available. Hopefully by the time this episode releases, they're already on the website. I'm hoping to get them up in the next couple of days, but those were so cool. They're little spiral bound notebooks. How big are they? Like 5x7?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that range, maybe a little bit bigger than that. I can't
perfect
remember.
Purse.
Yeah, they can fit in a purse. The paper quality, like if you write with a Sharpie, you're going to see it, but it's not going to bleed through, but you'll see it. But they're perfect for like writing notes, like journaling or, you know, using colored pencils or pens, like anything. And then we have four cover designs that have all of your pieces that you submitted. So... Yeah, just wanted to plug those as part of, our talk about notebooks and sketchbooks because they're super cool. They're in our shop on our website, and all of the funds, all of the profits from those are going towards our Artist Mother Scholarship Fund, which is going to help provide scholarships for those of us in our community who maybe need a little extra help to participate in things. And we'll mm-hmm. be talking more about that on Instagram and in some future episodes, but just wanted to plug those that they're available on our website.
I just started using one actually for my planning out my Instagram. Like after listening to the episode, I was like, okay, this is going to be like Instagram. I'm going to use that Instagram.
Yes.
Not going to use me.
Yes.
I'm going to strap you down.
Put that Instagram ball and chain on you. Instagram.
So that's like my, you know, right now, like, okay, planning out, brainstorming, Instagram, you know, and like all that. So
yes, like that's a perfect like example of what you could use this little notebook for. And you know, it says like Artist Mother Podcast on it. So, you know, and you can get one, the one that you have your art piece on, or Lindy Bazile designed them to kind of have a quilt motif. So they all look like, you know, we are literally pieced together, like little bits of fabric would be on a quilt. So she did a great job.
Love it.
Okay, number five in our Artist Mother Essentials is weekly meal planning. And this is like my jam. I love meal planning. I've been doing it for years. I also do a lot of meal prep. So like, to me, meal planning is part like, what am I making this week? But also part like, what do I have in my fridge that's going to go bad? What do I have in my pantry? And how can I like cook those things up right now, or, you know, in the next couple days before I have to like buy more? So it's kind of like just trying to be resourceful and not, you know, to me, meal planning is not here's 10 meals I'm going to make and I have to go to the store and buy like $500 worth of ingredients. It's like, what are the staples of things we always have on hand? What's, you know, down in the basement from Costco that I need to use up? Like that to me is meal planning. And I usually do it on Sunday. And then on Sunday, I'll try to like prep some stuff too, to like make it easier, because I hate getting to 4 o'clock and my kids are like driving me crazy and I don't know what we're eating. Yeah. Like that is, if I can have, like, to me, that is the epitome of maternal stress, is that window of time, you know?
That's how I meal plan. I'm like, oh, it's 4 o'clock. What should I make for dinner?
Oh my God. I can't, I get so stressed out in that moment. Like I'm just like, but part of it, you know, I have 3 kids and so it's like, you know, it's different. I know you and Lulu, like you're kind of buds and you do whatever, like, but it just feels like a big thing that I constantly have to like figure out each day. Meal planning really helps me, and I do that in my planner. Like I said, I usually, you know, kind of look and see like, what do we have that needs to be used up? Oh, I have a half a head of cabbage, so I'm going to definitely make burritos and have cabbage slaw, or, you know, like that's kind of how I gauge it. And I love it. It's like, just, it brings me so much joy the weeks that I actually write, we have a fridge, like a dry erase board on our fridge that we write it out. My kids love it. They're like, ooh, we're having burritos on Thursday. Yay. Like, you know, they get
my green.
Yep.
Green. I'm holding up my planner of our meals this week. Yeah.
So I don't know. And of course there are some weeks, like if we're busy all weekend, you know, I might not do it. And then that week just is kind of more stressful because I don't know what we're eating, you know? And then I'm like, oh, I just need to sit down and plan the next 3 days of meals and like cook one and a half of them. So it's like a big essential in my life.
That's, I love that journey for you.
You're like, cool, not into it.
I love like, that for you.
That should be on a t-shirt.
Really fun. It's like 5
I love
o'clock.
That journey for you.
Let's figure out dinner. I mean,
Mindy, it's because y'all are like Rory and Lorelai.
Yeah.
Y'all are like Gilmore Girls over there.
If we've got coffee and tacos, we're good.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so, but Robin, what is your favorite meal to make for your family, both of you? Like, is there, if you're going to, like, the idea of, this is our family meal. Like, we sit down and we're going to eat this thing together. And it feels like it's like a meal that you know your kids are going to look back on and be like, oh, that was like one of my favorites. Like, what is that meal for you, Mindy?
For me, it is, I love making homemade gnocchis and sauce and bread. So like going all out for a meal like that. And that I will have to plan ahead of time. Like, I need to go to the grocery store for that. But it is one of my favorite things to make, and it always tastes good. And it feels, it's like a warm, cozy meal. So that's one of my favorite things to make.
Robin, what about you?
I would say a couple things. One, just a chicken casserole. I mean, it's like creamy and it's got like the Ritz cracker bread, like crumbled up on the top. I mean, it is not healthy whatsoever, but it is so delicious. But I'll usually, you know, have a vegetable with it of some kind. And my kids love those dang crescent rolls. Like, they will eat like 20 of those. So, but another one that, so my husband's family is all from Southern Louisiana. So, every now and then I get like on a Cajun food kick, but, I do like to make red beans and rice from scratch too. So that's like a, that's a crowd pleaser at our house with cornbread, of course, got to have some cornbread with it. So that's a, yeah, I would say those two.
The Artist Mother Virtual Retreat tickets are now live. Yay! Last year, when we wanted to host an in-person retreat but couldn't because of COVID-19, we went virtual. I was a little skeptical about how this was going to go and how it was going to work exactly, but let me tell you, like I always am when artist mothers are in tangible connection, I was blown away by the magic and the shared energy and experience of that weekend. Last year's was hosted in October, and we decided right then that we had to make this an annual thing. So we hope you can join us in June for our second Artist Mother Virtual Retreat. The weekend is June 12th and 13th, and it's packed full of workshops, lectures, artist talks, and just different experiences that we'll walk through together as we hold space and share time. You can expect a workshop from Penny Lane Shen, the amazing art consultant. She's going to be sharing about showing and selling your work. Barbara Campbell Thomas and Diana Gravino will be sharing an embodied art making somatic approach to studio time, movement, and materiality workshop that I can't wait for. We're going to have artist talks from Jiha Moon, a Korean American artist living in Atlanta, Georgia, and Amy Lincoln, a New York-based artist who makes imaginative, intensely hued paintings of the natural world. Amy Branch Lambert is going to be giving us a workshop on mothering ourselves, having an intense, radical self-compassion. I can't wait for that one. And last but not least, we're going to have an awesome, tangible workshop about making natural dyes. Danila Remold, a New Mexico-based artist mother, is going to show us how to work with natural dyes made from kitchen materials like avocados, onion skins, cabbage, and black beans. And we're actually going to use some of those materials to make some recipes that we'll be munching on throughout the weekend. So I hope you can join us. This is just a wonderful, affordable way to experience a lot of content at once and to share space with artist mothers. You can book yourself a hotel for the workshop. You can send your family to the in-laws. You can lock yourself in your room and just have a sense of space and self for the weekend. You could get together with a few other artist mothers and book a cabin in the woods. There's lots of ways to experience the retreat, but we hope to see you there. It's just a wonderful time, and I can't emphasize enough just how much magic there is when we all come together and are experiencing the same things together. There'll be breakout rooms where you get to join together in smaller groups and meet other artist mothers in a more small group basis too. So again, tickets are now available at artistmotherpodcast.com. You can click the retreat button, and that'll take you to all the information, including the schedule for the retreat and the place where you can buy your tickets. We hope to see you there on June 12th and 13th. I love it. I think mine, well, one of mine, because I feel like I have a lot, is enchiladas. I love making homemade enchiladas. Ooh. And I love enchiladas because they're like a fridge clean out type meal. Like, it's kind of like, oh, I have half a zucchini and a few onions and some bell peppers and a sweet potato. Like, I can cook all of the vegetables and throw it together with some black beans and, you know, make like really good enchiladas. So, and my kids,
what do you do for the sauce for it?
So I usually just put like a can of fire roasted tomatoes in my blender, and I'll add a little bit of chipotle pepper. If you buy like those little cans of chipotles, I usually open that can and then I put it in the freezer, and then like just take out a little bit as I need it, because I'm never cooking enough spicy food that I need like the whole can of chipotle. And then, you know, if I have some lime juice or like cumin, I definitely put some cumin in it. And then a little bit of like vegetable broth or water. You can definitely buy canned enchilada sauce, and that's fine too. I just think it's pretty easy to make.
Yeah, that sounds way better.
Yeah, so that's usually what I do. And I love the like fire roasted tomatoes, because they add like that extra depth. But yeah, so then, so then, you know, you have your filling, like your beans and cheese and your cooked vegetables, and you just put it in a tortilla, roll it up, and then lay the tortillas like in a pan and pour that enchilada sauce over it. I usually put a little bit on the bottom too, so that the tortillas don't stick to the bottom, and then cover it with cheese and bake it. And it's a really easy meal to make ahead of time. Like, I could make the vegetable filling like on Sunday, and I might not have enchiladas till like Thursday, but all I have to do is like stuff them, you know, and bake them. So,
oh yeah, that's a good idea. I'm always up for some new recipe ideas. So I just wrote down all that stuff.
We have enchiladas about once a week, because we just love them. Another really, I don't always do this because they're not very healthy, but a really tasty thing to add inside them is baked tater tots. Like, say, so if you have your vegetables and your beans and your cheese, and you just put a couple tater tots on the inside before you roll up the tortilla, they add this like salty, crunchy like bite in there. That's really good.
Wow.
Yum.
So, but yeah, I love Alexandra Cooks has a really good enchilada recipe. If you just need to like see it, like this is the kind of thing that I don't need a recipe anymore. I just like make it with whatever. But if you need to see a recipe to kind of get the rhythm of it down, I would go to alexandracooks.com. Her food is always amazing. Okay, number seven. Oh, wait, no, number six. We're on number six. So that was just five things. Man, we can talk. We can talk some good notebooks and meal planning, can't we? So number six of Artist Mother Essentials is kid art supplies and maybe in your studio. So Robin, you want to talk about this? Because I know this was one that you brought up that you definitely wanted to talk about.
Yeah,
so I have a home studio. It's like the first room in the house that you come to in the front door. It's like right off the left. And it does have doors that I can kind of close and lock if I want to. But I mean, the kids are going to come in here at some point. So I have a bunch of flat files kind of on the other side of the room here. And so they have a drawer that's theirs, that has like all their little things in it, you know, because I don't want them messing with all of my stuff in here. So they can't just, they don't have free reign, but they do have like a drawer that's theirs that they can pull out. I mean, we, like before school, we try not to do any screens before school. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not just like anti-screen time all the time, but just before school, especially for my son, he just kind of functions better at school if he can kind of get out some mental, physical energy before having to sit still at school. So, yeah, so they'll be in here before school a lot of time, because they're like, oh, I'm bored. I don't want. I'm like, go get your stuff in your drawer. Draw something, you know. So that's, for me, that's been a, having a home studio means also, you know, the little people are going to be in here too. So I just kind of created a little space where they have their own free reign of stuff.
I love that. And that helps too, just with the like, oh, I want to touch this and this and this and this. And it's like, well, you have your own stuff that you can do that with. And I loved the first episode we released this year was with Amy Sachstetter and Michelle Michelle Berg. And they talked about studio materials and studio safety with kids. And what they said was, don't let your kids use your adult art supplies. Like, they should be using, you know, non-toxic Crayola type stuff, which part of me was like, I just, that was just something I never thought about. And I was always like, oh, sure, here's some of my golden paint and here's, you know, but it's actually a lot safer for your kids if you're letting them use, or if you're only allowing them to use kid safe art supplies. Mindy, what about you? Do you have like a special space for Lou in your studio or?
Yeah. My daughter has a little shelf with her, her own sketchbook and her own writing utensils and some reading material. She doesn't want to come in and like make the kind of art that I make. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just so lame in her eyes, but she has to be in the studio with me. She's like, I'll hang out with you. Then she'll work on her own things. But, and she takes it, she plays office about it. Like, she takes it very seriously. Mm-hmm. And it's like this space and I can't touch it because she can't touch my things. Mm-hmm. And we're just co-working together. So she's really good about it. But yeah, she does have her own little spot with all of her little things. And I get yelled at if I move them around in my own studio space. I move her on herself. She's like, what were you doing touching my things?
Oh.
Like, okay, sorry.
I had a meeting I was preparing for.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. And see, I'm more of a not, I don't want my kids in my studio. Like, they do end up here at some point, but it's, I don't know. Like, and I think this has been especially prevalent. Like, when I just had Finley or when it was just Finley and River, it was a little different. But now that it's like Zeke is in the mix, there's three of them. He's almost three. So he's just, like, get out. This is not your space. This is my space. Please, I need my space.
Well, and especially with you, you know, homeschooling them. And I mean, if my kids were, you know, at home most of the time anyway, I probably would want that separation.
Yes. So, that's just been a challenge for me because I'm more like, I'm really missing. So since we moved to Indiana, I've only had a studio in our home, like a spare bedroom, or currently I'm in this little room off our kitchen. And we're hoping to renovate our garage this summer because it's just that little distance of like being able to walk. Like, I still like that a garage studio is a home studio, but it's not in the home. And I just really miss that little walk that I had at Stay Home Gallery from the home to the studio. So I'm hoping to get that back.
I can't wait to take a walk in September.
I know, you get to do it in September. Okay, so number 7, Artist Mother Essentials, is a good pair of shoes. Mindy, do you want to start talking about your good pair of shoes?
Yeah, my good shoes are, this is so youper of me, but they're a pair of Adidas slides. And they're probably, it's probably time to get a new pair. Like, I will wear them out. And I wear them with socks. I'll wear them, you know, without socks. But they are, I'll wear them in a snowstorm. Like, I don't care.
Oh my gosh.
They're so comfortable.
These are like the slides that it's like a fat band across.
Yes.
And just the bottom.
And just a bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely had those when I was like 12.
Oh yeah,
but
I bet you did.
They're like soccer camp.
And what?
Like everybody had, you know, it was like you don't even know whose they are.
I had when I was in junior high, I had a pair of Esprit ones that were like rainbow.
Ooh.
And I would to have those babies again, but it is like I really like shoes and I like styling shoes with outfits and stuff and. Now that I'm like getting older, I prefer like good shoes versus like the cheap clearance $5 Target slide. you know? Mm-hmm. So that I do have like nice shoes, but my, if I'm just going to be 100% honest, like my go-to shoe most of the time is that junky, dirty Adidas slide.
I love the experience of having a shoe that you can just slip on to go. Cause like, especially when we lived in Tennessee, you know, I'm walking to and from the studio, I'm going out to get the mail. I'm like those little, like you need a, like a household shoe, you know, that you can just kind of put on and off like really easily.
It's a great mom shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're fancy.
This is my shoe. I'm holding it up. I'll describe it.
I haven't gotten into Crocs yet, but I feel like I might be moving in that direction.
No. Don't go there. I think Crocs are a different level. If you're, especially where you are, if you're in Upper Michigan wearing Crocs,
I might as well grab some, you know.
Although, camel. I will say, I saw an Instagram ad at some point that was like advertising Crocs, but they're like a new style of them, and they look kind of cute.
Huh.
Yeah, they do make.
Now that's still. Probably still not going to buy any, but I did consider.
No offense to anybody who wears Crocs. They're probably, they're great gardening shoes. They're probably good in the studio. They're just, they have a level of non-style that is, you know, I don't know. There's just too much like.
This is easy.
And like, this is, like hunting, fishing gear.
But you know what attracts me? I've always been very anti-croc, but as a person who loves to embellish, you can get charms put in the holes of your Crocs. I was like,
I have seen that.
If I can have charms on my shoes, maybe.
Mm-hmm. You might be converted. Robin, what about you? What's your favorite good pair of shoes?
Okay, so I will second the, like, you just need a good pair to just throw on. So mine are, they actually did come from Target, but I used to have, maybe they're, these are the Target brand. They're just like that quilted, just little sneaker. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe it, but those are like my.
They look like a Keds.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But they have like the quilted top or whatever. Anyway, but those are like my, oh my gosh, we have 2 minutes to get out the door for school. And I just throw those on. And they're good, like, all seasons. I would also say, so I've had the same pair of L.L. Bean duck boots for, like, almost 9 years. And they were, like, a special edition. Like, they're all red. But they're, you know, they're waterproof. And they're, I mean, they've lasted so long. So, and they never got, like, they haven't changed that design in, like, a bajillion years. So, like, if you buy a pair, you know, it's... They're just really good shoes for the occasional dusting of snow that we get down here.
Yeah.
Or rain. Mm-hmm. You know, they're good to wear as like rain boots too. So I would say those two for sure.
And I'm kind of a minimalist when it comes to my shoes. Like I have, it's like once I get the shoe that I want, you know, that's kind of what I wear for things. And so I do have like probably more shoes than I need, but I kind of wear the same shoes over and over. I have more sandals than I need. Like sandals are something that I'm like, oh, cute pair of sandals, like, you know, but I usually end up wearing my standbys anyway. Once in a while, I'll kind of switch them out. But so I am like, I buy a really good pair of boots and I wear them pretty much every day in the winter for however many years they'll last me. So last time I had a pair of Betty Johnson's, which I'm not like very into brands, but I have like just seen this brand around like in DSW and like Nordstrom Rack and stuff. So I'm like, oh, I think that's a good brand of boots. I had already bought the boots, so I didn't know it was a good brand, but it was actually the last. My grandmother always like took us shopping, even when I was like in my 30s, and she'd be like, you know I've been buying your kids stuff for like so many years and I don't really buy you anything. So what do you need? And I was like, no, you don't need to buy me anything. And she's like, no, if there's like something you need, this was like, you know, like 4 years ago, we were at like a mall together. And I was like, well, I kind of need a good pair of new winter boots. And she's like, you go pick out whatever boots you want. And those boots lasted me like about 4 years. I wore them every day in the winter, you know, fall. Like once it gets too cold, like I just, they're just like a little leather. I don't know if they're leather, fake leather, maybe boot that I like wear with jeans. And then right now I just had to replace those and I bought a pair of Soffe, S-O-F-F-E boots. Yeah. And they are so cute and so comfortable.
Oh yeah.
Bought them at DSW. Those are great. Like I know I'm going to have those for like years, you know?
Yeah.
And then my summer shoe that's like my number one staple is a pair of saltwater sandals. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like they're pretty popular. They've made their like Instagram rounds. But I've had these sandals for actually have them in two colors and I've had them for almost 8 years and they're like really flat. So if you can't wear flat shoes, they don't work well for you. But like I can wear these. I've worn them like walking around New York City for a day, like 7 miles and they don't hurt my feet. What I love about them is you can get them wet and they don't like smell or get like funky like sandals do, you know, sandals. Yeah. It's like your feet sweat and then the sandals get like gunky and smell and like they're gross. Like these don't do that. So I have a pair of tan and a pair of red saltwater sandals that I just love. So those are my shoe go-tos. Okay, number 8 in our Artist Mother Essentials list is Marco Polo.
Oh, couldn't live without it.
We couldn't live without Marco Polo. We just love this app. Yeah. It has really been what, you know, it's like what bonds us, I feel like, because, yeah. I mean, one of the things I love about it is it's not a text message where you feel like you have to respond right away. And it's not a text message where you feel like you kind of have to be like more condensed or, you know, I hate writing long texts. My friends know this. I'll just send them a voice memo instead because I'm like, I can't. I just can't sit there and like type shit out on my phone. It's just like one of my big pet peeves. So I'll send like a voice memo. But then
the voice memos disappear.
I know. Yeah. Those are so annoying. So then, you know, we've been connecting on Marco Polo for, you know, a year, however long. I mean, really since COVID, I feel like Marco Polo just kind of exploded. And it's just been so great as a staff to like, you know, prop your phone up. You're working in your studio and you're listening to your buddies talk about whatever they're talking about. And then you send a response. And it's just nice too, with the video component, you can say like, oh, I'm here's what's going on in my studio. And you get this little mini video tour and it's just great. Free app.
It's what made me feel like I knew you guys so well before I got to meet you in person was because,
and
we use it for work stuff, but it's also been great to connect personally too and keep you informed with, you know, keep each other informed with what's going on and to show each other things like, oh, I need to show this to you. And it's just such a great tool. So grateful.
Yeah. I love it. It's a good thing. You know, we've talked about maybe moving to like a voice app like Voxer or something where we can just record voice memos and we don't have to have the video component because sometimes the video component of it does get a little like it just feel well, like Robin, you've brought up that one of the things I don't like about it is you can't use other apps while you're using it. So like, you know, if you're listening, well, I guess you wouldn't be listening to two things at once anyway, but it just feels very like if you're opening Marco Polo, it's like you're in Marco Polo. You know.
You can't check the weather or do like you can't work and listen at the same time.
Right. No.
Yeah.
So that's one thing, you know, that I don't know. We'll see as our like staff continues to develop and you know me, I'm always looking to make things a little better. Which I love Marco Polo, but it's like it could be a little bit better. Like it could be a little more flexible. So we'll see what that turns into for us. Okay. Number 9 in Artist Mother Essentials list is rest.
taking naps, Kaylin. I know.
Yes. I am so good at that, guys. This is my gift to you. Mm. How to take naps. Mm.
Do you really take naps?
Oh yeah,
I do.
Like this really? Something... You really take when are you taking a nap?
I will in the afternoon.
I usually get a little tired in the afternoon. Like I have to leave at 2:55 mm-hmm. to pick up my kids. So a lot of time, and okay, this is maybe totally an Enneagram 5 thing, but I have this thing about like, I'm going to run out of energy. How mm-hmm. do I conserve my energy? And so I will literally be like, oh, okay, it's 2:15. I'm just going to lay down and I'll set my alarm for, mm-hmm. 2:50, like a 30, 40 minute nap. Mm-hmm. And then I get up and I'm like, oh, okay. I mm-hmm. can like face the rest of the evening. So, mm-hmm. For me, it's like, it doesn't have to be a long, 2 hour nap. Cause then mm-hmm. I can't go to sleep at night.
Right.
and sometimes that is needed. But those little short naps in the afternoon, like, especially right before, like I know I'm bringing the crazy mm-hmm. back in the mm-hmm. house. And it's like, when I get home, then it's like, Patrick comes home. That's my husband. And so then it's just like, mm-hmm. I'm at home in my house alone most of the day, which is complete and total bliss mm-hmm. for me. So then it's like all these people coming back in. So I feel like I have to
recharge,
prepare myself. Mm-hmm. Yes. Recharge. I mean, I literally, those, charge pads that are like flat,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you just lay your phone on. I kind of see my bed as mm-hmm. the charge pad.
Aww.
And I'm just like laying down on my back,
charging up.
Charging up for the afternoon. So,
I love that.
Anyway, yeah, that's necessary for me sometimes.
For me, it's how I deal with stress too. And mm-hmm. and it's something new where I've finally come to the point where I'll allow myself that time for rest without feeling guilty about it or like, mm-hmm. well, I should be working. I should be doing this. I could be getting this done. But allowing myself, I'll set aside 40 minutes and hopefully get to sleep a quick 20 minute nap. Mm-hmm. And I'll set an alarm and just lay down. And if I'm stressed, it's like being a little baby again, where I just like stress sleep. Mm-hmm. Like I don't want to deal with anything mentally anymore. So I just like shut it off and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh yeah. Okay. Now I can do it. I'll make mm-hmm. a fresh cup of coffee and face mm-hmm. the day again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, this is a journey for me. Like, I'm still, learning how to put rest in my life in ways that aren't in the container of, like, I have to be spending every moment doing something productive. Like, I feel like it becomes a game. Like, if you could convince me that, like, to be the ultimate healthy person that I should take a 20 minute nap every day, I probably would be like, well, I'm being productive, so I'm going to get my nap. And like, that's also not really,
that's,
I mean, sometimes that's the way I think about exercise, even though I love exercise, there's so many things I love about it, but I'm like, I can justify spending an hour exercising because it's like, I'm being productive, And yeah. so mm-hmm. I really struggle with like just leaning into like what feels good in the moment and stepping out of that mental space of like, but what is the right thing for me to be doing right now? mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm not quite there with rest. It's a process. I've implemented this like big plan for myself to get more rest in my year. And I'm still kind of working through that. So, mm-hmm. but it's a learning journey for me, which I like.
You like, yeah, you like learning.
Mm-hmm. I do like learning. So, okay, our last artist mother essential thing that we wanted to share, number 10, is fresh off our trip to Detroit, is retreats. So we just feel like having a space that's not just like your everyday, but it's like something special that you look forward to? I mean, I guess residencies could come under this category, but it doesn't have to be like a week-long residency where you're focusing on your work. Like a retreat is like, you know, my version of rest, I guess, that I can get down with, because it's like I'm connecting with people, or it fulfills a specific purpose. So like a retreat is like, you know, getting together with a small group of artist mothers and spending time together, eating some good food, seeing some art. Maybe it's a solo retreat where you just book one night for yourself in a hotel. And like, it can be, I'm just going to spend $100 and go to the Holiday Inn that's 40 minutes away. Yeah. And you order takeout and you read your book and you go to sleep when you want to and you check out at 10:59, not a minute, you know, before. But yeah, just this idea of like, can you carve out time for yourself? It's just so great.
It is so, you know, it's necessary to be able to have that time for yourself too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be, it doesn't even have to be like, if you're like, well, I can't even afford to like get a hotel, or I'm kind of crunched for money, even sending your family out of your home.
Yeah.
So you can
mother's for a night. take the kids.
Yep.
And all I want for my birthday is a night alone in my own home.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to sleep in my bed by myself. I want to wake up when I want to wake up. I want to take a hot bath without somebody else trying to climb in it.
Yep.
You know, like all of that stuff it feels like so refreshing. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be like, I spent, you know, $7,000 at the spa.
Right.
And that doesn't have to be the retreat. Just the time with yourself to reengage with who you are is so necessary.
Yes.
Oh, I so second that. I think that was one of the hardest things for me, just about like COVID and the whole 2020 last year. It was like, I loved all the canceled plans and like an empty calendar. Great. Mm-hmm. Loved it. But having all the people that I live with in my house that never leave, I was like, oh my gosh, y'all have got to get out of here. I am going. And Patrick was like, why don't you go? You know, if you need like a break, why don't you go? And I was like, no, I need all of you to leave this house. I need y'all to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, which wasn't possible for a lot of the time last year. So, Mindy, that's so true. Yeah, I love that.
One. And I love that too, just being, it doesn't have to be something you spend money on, but just, you know, and even if it's just like reclaiming your home, like I'm going to spend the morning, I'm not advocating for you to be productive, but even if it's just something as simple as like, you take the kids to the park for 2 hours and I'm just going to clean the kitchen and put on a podcast maybe have a mimosa or what, like a nice cup of coffee that doesn't get cold, and just like that reclaiming of like the headspace can feel like a retreat, right? But also if you work in like a group, or you have like a special project, or you have a couple like artist mother friends, I think too, just the communal experience of a retreat or a little trip together is so great, you know?
That's the one thing I loved about our retreat. You know, sort of a working retreat where we got some things done, but we were able to engage in rest and sort of like cheer each other on with that. Like, look at like everybody stop. Like we are in the streets of Detroit by ourselves.
Yes.
Like, no kids. And we're going to go get a drink. And this is amazing.
Yes.
Yes.
Just brought like such, like we were giddy. We were just like, this is happening. This is amazing.
We went to a store without a child.
You still have your little drink thing.
I got my little flamingo from Detroit. He's here. He hangs out with me. And to that effect, like, I mean, this is why, even though I feel like it's kind of cliche, like, of course you run an art community and you have retreats, but it's like, no, if there is anybody who needs art retreats, it's artist mothers, you know? And so like that first, I've said it a million times, but that first in-person retreat in Tennessee was just like so magical. And then because of COVID, we moved to the virtual retreat experience, and that was so magical, right? Like the in-person one was where Robin and I got to meet. And then the virtual run was where we all got to meet you, Mindy, and have this experience with you. And this year we're hosting an in-person retreat and a virtual retreat, which we hope to do in the future, is always have some sort of virtual retreat happening, even if it, you know, takes different forms, because just the accessibility of like holding space together, it's super affordable. You know, we present stuff online in Zoom, you know, format. And so I hope you can join us if you're interested and, you know, experience retreat yourself. I'm sure many of you listening did go to our last year's virtual retreat. And if you happen to have to miss that, I would just encourage you to make sure you check it out. The tickets are available on our website right now. And the retreat is June 12th and 13th. It's a Saturday and Sunday retreat. Just trying to make it, you know, really easy for parents to get childcare, send your kids to the grandparents for the weekend, you know, if you can, or, you know, you yourself maybe can find a space to go and enjoy all the material of the retreat. So, and we'll be, as a staff, we'll be coming together again. We actually got an Airbnb in Indianapolis that we're meeting at so that we can host the virtual retreat. So it's just such a fun way to like experience our community in a more tangible way, and just have this special time that's like set aside, you know, for learning, for rest, for pleasure, for enjoyment. There's some amazing workshops that are going to be happening at the virtual retreat. So make sure you check out all that information, and it's super affordable. And we have scholarships if, you know, the full ticket price is not in your budget. So we'll do what we can to get you there if you're interested in participating with us, but make sure you check that out. That's June 12th and 13th. Okay, those are our Artist Mother Essentials. And this episode wraps us up for releasing podcast episodes for the first half of the year. As I mentioned in the beginning, we're going to be taking a big summer break with releasing podcasts. And then we're also taking a break, just kind of holding space for Sabbath in the month of July. So like as a community, we are just promoting, we want you to take the month of July off, whatever that means for you in terms of, you know, stepping out of a role that you don't normally, or that you're always fulfilling. Like maybe you can, you know, take a break from technology. Maybe you can, you know, take some time off from an alternative job if you have one. Maybe you take a break from your art practice, or maybe you're like, I'm not going to do anything but make art in the month of July. Like whatever that needs to be for you, we will be kind of holding space for Sabbath and rest this summer as a community, kind of taking a break from like being in community together, which might sound kind of weird, but I feel like it only strengthens like the bonds and you come back refreshed, right? Like we're trying to hold space for all of us to have this experience of that horizontal charging station, Robin, that you were talking about. Because yes. It takes work and effort to be in community. It takes work to show up as our best selves for each other. And I want to do that, you know, and I can't do that as a leader if I'm not like setting this standard of, we also need to implement rest. I mean, you all know, I just said rest is really hard for me. And so It's just really important for me to like make this public declaration of, no, I really believe this is important and we all need to do this together. And so I'm just curious, Mindy and Robin, like what is the month of July going to look like for both of you as we're, you know, we'll still be in touch a little bit, but we're not going to be working during the month of July. Mindy, what are your plans?
My plans include travel, mm-hmm. and, you know, we weren't really able to do much of that last year. So I'm hoping to visit some family mm-hmm. this summer, just with some road trips, and taking, now that I live in Upper Michigan again, it is like living in a land of just amazing hiking trails mm-hmm. and kayaking. And I want to take full advantage of what the land has to offer me. Mm-hmm. And it's thing I've always been like super excited to do, but I just feel a strong pull to be like more in a relationship with nature. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I'm getting some hiking boots and I plan on, there's just beautiful trails and there's two big Great Lakes by where I live. There's Lake Superior and Lake Michigan. Mm-hmm. And there are these large bodies of water that feel like a sea because you cannot see, you know, to the other side of them. Mm-hmm. And there's something really magical about that for me. So my July will be road tripping around Upper Michigan and taking advantage of outdoors. And I am so looking forward to what that's going to do for me because I am like, we'll see. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see how it inspires me and how I deal with nature.
I love that. Robin, what about you? What are you planning to do in the month of July and how are you kind of, you know, utilizing this space to experience Sabbath of some kind?
Well, I had one idea, but now I'm like, dang, Mindy, that's such a good idea. In the South in July, we are generally hiding from the land. Mm-hmm. It's so hot.
Yeah.
one of those weeks, my kids are in a day camp, from 8 to 4. So I was planning on using that week as just a, not like a creating week, but just like a reading and research.
Mm-hmm. Week. Ooh, like, that's a good idea.
It's, you know, just trying not to, like I've, you know, that week especially, and I've got some other like kind of, you know, grandparent help and sitter help here and there that I'm going to plan out just for like some time away. Mm-hmm. But I think that week, especially, I'm just going to really, you know, not focus on this output as much as like an input of like reading, research, just kind of pouring in. And then, so yeah, that's my,
I love that. That's a really great idea. And a good one for like, if you don't have the time or the means to like, do a big thing in July, like maybe you can at least carve out some time to do that, because that's, as an artist mother, I feel like that research and reading component that we feel like we want to be doing to help our art career, it's one of those things that can easily like fall to the wayside, you know, and we feel like we don't have enough time to do all the things. It's like you can barely get into the studio, so how can you do this component? So I love that you're like planning on a specific time to engage your studio practice in that way. I can't wait to see what comes of that for you. And then for me, you know, I'm definitely taking a break from social media for the month of July. We're not going to be posting on Artist Mother Podcast, Instagram. We will be sending a couple newsletters that we'll have done, like we'll have, you know, created before and send them out just for like, hey, just a reminder, like this thing is coming up or whatever, because there are still a few things that we'll need to share. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to that like break from, you know, from social media and just the pulse of the rhythm that social media kind of like keeps you plugged into. I'm excited to like pull away from that, you know, for the month, for a whole month. I've been trying to do that 1 week a month for this whole year. I did it successfully in January, February, March. I didn't do it in April. Here we are at the end of April. So I need to get back into that rhythm, but I'm just excited to have this like whole month to experience that. But then my family, we're going to be doing traveling too. And we're going to be visiting family and just like, I don't know. I'm just excited to like just be in a space where I don't have to respond to anything or I don't have to have a schedule, but I can just like be with people and I can leave my phone in my bag for like 8 hours and not it, like, it doesn't matter, you know, like our lives, the usual way our lives are structured. It's like, you might be able to have an hour or two of that. Like I'm going to go to the park for the afternoon and not look at my phone. But I mean, I'm going to be in a space where it's like, you might not hear from me for 4 days. And it's not because I'm like being a jerk, but it's just, I'm just like at my aunt's pool and, you know, I'm enjoying my kids and we're like, I need that, you know, like that kind of break, and not for it to be this like fancy vacation, but just like just a regular mm-hmm. living life without the like drive of my career, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, and even like that's so good what you said about like keeping your phone away. For me too. So I have an Apple Watch mm-hmm. and just taking that off, mm-hmm. you know, like there's definite benefits to it and I love it. But like when, cause even if my phone's in another room, I'll still get dinged mm-hmm. if there's like texts yep. or calls. So just like, just wearing like a real watch, mm-hmm. an actual watch, mm-hmm. would be a good, you know, help in that time. Mm-hmm. Of rest too for me.
Yes. And Mindy and I will be taking a break from the morning show in the month of July. The network will still be fully functionable and available for anyone who wants to be on the network. But as a staff, you know, we're just not going to be producing content in the month of July on the network. So just a heads up for that. But yeah, and I'm excited too because we're going to be doing some traveling. I took a workshop with Coulter Fussell and have been incorporating. Or I'm planning to start working on a body of work that incorporates, you know, sewing and textile-based work. And one of the things that I'm really excited about, the timing of it, is I'm like, I can't, like, be going to New York and, like, these different places and, like, bring paint. It's just really hard and messy and not worth it. But I'm like, but if I'm going to be making these, like, small, you know, fabric pieces and I'm going to be in the car, you know,
yeah.
and like doing different mm-hmm. things, like, or sitting mm-hmm. at my aunt's pool, like I might yeah. be able to still kind of have that hand in my studio practice. So I'm really excited for like just having this different way to engage my studio practice. That's not, you know, yeah. not my usual, I need my space with my paint and my water and my brushes and like all mm-hmm. of that, but
yeah, that's great.
A caboodle, Kaylin, so you can carry all your stuff in one.
I do need a caboodles. Yes, I definitely do. Like, I legit, when you said, oh, I have one for my sewing stuff, I was like, oh, that's what I need for the summer. So I can, like, yeah. just pull things Ooh. Out, have it on my lap, put it away, yeah. you know.
Yeah.
So right. I'm really excited to, like, have that, you know, extension of my studio practice available to me now with those skills because – I've just been craving like a quicker, easier way to make work. Yeah. Not easier, but you know, like more accessible, I guess.
Yeah.
So anyway, whatever, you know, you decide to do with your month of July, we just hope that you can find a space of rest and just plugging into a different rhythm or unplugging out of your usual rhythm and finding, you know, some move inward where you feel inspired to mother yourself, to be kinder to yourself during that month. And, you know, really the whole summer we'll be kind of moving into this space of trying to think that way before we come back in August refreshed and ready to take on the world. So thank you all for showing up, for being here, for listening. I have so much respect and gratitude for this community and, you know, just for all of you, for the ways that we come together with our shared identity. We are artists and we are mothers, and those are really big and wonderful things, like really, really big. And I'm just so grateful to have this bond through those huge parts of our identity. But we are also ourselves, right? We are individuals. And I think I'm really looking forward to this summer as being a way to kind of move inward and reconnect with like myself as a person. And yeah, we just hope this season of rest can help you move inward and find spaces of reflection and growth, really, as we all just learn to love ourselves, right? To learn mm-hmm. to be more ourselves and to make art and mother from that place.
It's mm-hmm. it's a wonderful place to be able to find
mm-hmm.
yeah. yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So happy summer, happy Sabbath to all of you, and thank you for showing up for the Artist Mother Podcast community. We love you all.
The Artist Mother Podcast is curated and produced by Kaylin Butine. Music by Josh Middleton. Editing and mixing by John M. Butine. Please visit www.artistmotherpodcast.com for episode notes and to find out how you can further support this podcast.